Many people consider the devil to be a mighty figure. Some see him in that way out of fear. Others, believe it or not, out of reverence, even admiration. Once saw a car in a Walmart parking lot. It was all black with satanic symbols, I don't know, like pentagrams, upside-down crosses. License plate number even included the number 666. I don't wonder if the driver was committing a moving violation and a cop saw it. Would the cop think twice about pulling a car like that over? Anyway, the reality is that Satan is a bully, and as with all bullies, is only empowered when we are weak. If Satan is so mighty, then why did he pretty much have to ask God's permission to try to take a run at Job, which you read about, obviously, in the book of Job? If the devil is so strong, then why did his tries to tempt Jesus fail? Because Satan is weak, and all he could tempt Jesus with was what Jesus already had, or what the Word of God would have saved him from. Devil's got nothing, unless you give it to him. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we read, "The Spirit speaks clearly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of devils, through the hypocrisy of liars, whose consciences are seared with a hot iron." The devil isn't sly or cunning either. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 tells us, "Be disciplined, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, like a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that your brethren in all the world are undergoing the same afflictions." What Satan does have is a big net to cast. That net is temptation. Those who are deaf to God's word and without faith are the ones who get trapped in that net. That's why those in God's words are instructed to step forward, as we're called to do in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. "Brethren, if a man is caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him in the spirit of meekness." When you who are in God's word find Satan's net cast in your direction, James chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4, that's where we find our instructions. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing." If you're in a time of weakness and despair, feeling that what Satan is promising you through his lies is, well, it's starting to sound pretty good, allow me to tell you the end of the story, which will compel you to rebuke the devil. Satan loses. From Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, "The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Not exactly someone you want to hitch your wagon to, is it?